It's a pivotal moment when volunteers step into staff roles, and you don't want to make the wrong move. One of the most difficult times in my 30 years of pastoral ministry was when I made a wrong move with a staff appointment. It was a disaster. Gee, it really started out well for a few years. It was fabulous. It was fantastic. It worked really well. This guy came on my staff as an associate pastor. He was my right-hand man, but it blew up in my face over a very short period of time. And it remains to this day, nearly 20 years on, one of the deepest regrets I have about my whole life in pastoral ministry. Hi, I'm John Finkelde from Grow a Healthy Church. Welcome to the Build a Leadership Pipeline series. I hope you're enjoying this. And we want to kind of shift gears here from talking about people who are serving and volunteering the life of our church to what happens when you pivot. You take that pivot, the tricky pivot, I call it, from being a volunteer to serving in the church. Before I talk to you about managing staff in various ways, I want to talk to you about a key decision you need to make about what constitutes a staff. Because I think no pastor starts out in ministry thinking, gee, I want to be the boss of the staff. All pastors start out in ministry saying, I want to preach. I want to lead people to Jesus. I want to disciple and mentor people. I want to counsel them. I want to visit people in hospital. I want to be their shepherd and their pastor. I really want to impact the world for Christ. I want to go on missions trips with a team from my church. I want to make a difference in my community. I don't think anyone joins pastoral ministry going, I want to be a boss. But you do. You end up becoming a boss of a staff. You have an employment scenario. We have industrial relations laws. It's complex. It does require a lot of emotional maturity, interpersonal skills at a high level, and certainly a robust spirituality to do well as a boss. But here's a key thing that I think pastors need to decide, even before I talk about, in the next couple of episodes, I'll talk about managing staff, handling staff, creating the right culture in your staff, how to fire staff as well. Yes, we're going to jump into that in the next couple of episodes. I want to talk to you about a key decision you need to make when you establish the staff. And one of the decisions you're going to make is what constitutes being a member of the staff of our church. Do you only have staff who are paid? Or does your staff consist of paid people and key volunteers who maybe come into the office even a couple of days a week? I had a PA who worked on our staff for a number of years, voluntary. She would work 2 to 3 days a week, voluntary, with no pay. Now, you have to make a decision. Are you going to include those people when you talk about staff, or are you going to make it just paid staff people? I think it's a big decision to make. Now, the advantage of including key leaders and office volunteers, you get a really healthy connection between those who are volunteering unpaid roles with those who have paid roles. They hang out together. They're there together. They're having lunch together. They're doing things together. There's also becomes a strong ownership of the culture. My PA was involved. I included her in our staff. She never received a salary. She was voluntary. She was happy to do that. Didn't force her to do that. She put her hand up to volunteer to do that, which was fabulous. It was wonderful. She did it for many years. And she really owned the culture of our church and the values and the mission of our church. Also, I think when you include volunteers like that, people who are in the office, people who are key leaders, but volunteer time during the week for the church, when you include them, they feel very honored. They feel really appreciated. It's kind of their part and parcel of the crew of the staff of the church. And they feel honored in that. It also allows you, if they're a staff member, to introduce normal staff accountability. So we would treat anyone who was a volunteer in our office as a staff member, we'd treat them the same as staff members. They would be held to account like a staff member. We wouldn't allow them to say, well, I'm just, you know, serving at my own leisure and pleasure here. If I don't turn up, it doesn't matter. Sorry, no, that's not the deal. There is accountability because we're calling you staff, even though we're not paying you and you've chosen not to be paid, or we've chosen not to pay you, but you've volunteered your services. You will be held to an account like we are held to account our paid staff members. So it introduces a level of accountability into that role, which is really helpful for managing that role. Now, the disadvantages of including key leaders and volunteers in your staff, is it's really difficult to get everyone together in one place at one time, because they may only have Thursday mornings to work and serve you in that capacity. And the rest of your team are in there on Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe. So it's kind of gets a little bit awkward at times to feel like you're one big group of people. Whereas a paid staff member, you say, look, we'll pay you to come to this particular event on Tuesday that we want all our staff members at. It's a bit awkward of a volunteer to do that. Some volunteers feel overwhelmed by the thought of being a staff member. They're happy to serve. They're happy to give you time, happy to give you their expertise. They don't want any finance at all. They're self-sufficient. They're happy just to do that to serve the Lord. And as soon as you call them a staff member, they feel, oh my goodness, I feel like a weight has come upon me. So you may have to think that through if you want to include these people as staff members. Then I think you can also get weird situations where in a church of 80 people, you can suddenly have 10 people on staff, and you talk to the church about our church staff, and church of 80 people, most think, oh, it's probably the pastor and maybe some admin or support people there, maybe a few hours youth worker or something like that. And suddenly you get all the staff up and people, you go, oh my goodness, our budget must be amazing to employ 10 people. So it can feel a bit strange to have that many staff members in a smaller church. And I think the other disadvantage of this, and Pastor, your church board and you have to make the choice here. I think you need to make a clear cut choice. I think the other big disadvantage is that when someone's serving without pay, who volunteers their time, you bring them in and say, you're now part of our staff, it can start within them this expectation of future paid employment. And as much as we're godly and we're Christian and we're following Jesus, people can get aspirations inside them, which are probably perfectly normal, to be honest. But if you want to handle that really carefully and really well by saying, look, we're going to call you part of the staff as you serve unpaid as a volunteer, there is no aspiration from our viewpoint for you to ever become a paid employee of the church. To lay that out very clear verbally and in writing, so people, if they've got an aspiration, you want to put the sword to that aspiration. You want to get rid of that expectation and say, we will never employ you. We won't employ you as a paid staff member. This is your role and this is your contract time. You can do contract time with volunteer people who are serving, employing, if you like, supporting themselves in all this. Happy to do that. That's no problem. But I think you want to really lower the expectation around it. Now, a couple of years down the track, you think, my goodness, this person is gold. We're going to bring him on to paid staff. And you may sit them down and say, look, you know, I said we wouldn't employ you in paid staff. We're so impressed with your work. We're going to get you to come on to paid staff here. And I've seen it in our own church, an associate pastor, a location pastor in our church, started out by just serving with their time. They said, I'm just happy to come and help out wherever I can. And they ended up on the pastoral team of our church. So that can be a track of development. It's unusual, but it can be a great track of development. So before we talk about managing staff, culture in your staff, how to develop it, how to fire staff when you have to release staff, which I've done a number of times over the years, my pastoral role. Before we do that, I think this is the big decision for you to make. Who's going to be on your staff? Who you're going to call a staff member and who you're not going to call a staff member? Really important to have clarity around this. Now, if you haven't done our Mastering the Art of Building a Healthy Serving Culture, make sure you click the link in the notes, go to the 3-minute quiz. It'll give you an evaluation of your serving culture and aspects of your leadership pipeline, and it'll lead you into some really good resources to help you build a leadership pipeline. Click the link. It's in the notes. Enjoy that 3-minute evaluation. God bless you.